Every week during the school year, we have a free Christian book table at our nearby university. This past week, I was amazed to see a new group with a table next to ours. It was NASA, and they were interested in recruiting young scientists for a 2-year trip to Mars.
So he's telling us that they're looking for young scientists that are willing to spend 2 years on a round trip to Mars. And so I was saying that we're actually looking for people who want to go to heaven.
Now imagine the bidding war on Earth if these intrepid space travelers discovered a dusty manuscript there. But wait, we have a book from heaven. And what a remarkable book it is. When you open it, if you're hungry for truth, you can actually see right into the mind of God. He invites you to think his thoughts. Come now, he says, let's reason together. God tells Isaiah that his thoughts are as far above our ways of thinking as the heavens are higher than the earth. But they can be miraculously transferred from his mind to ours. But how can we, as Paul puts it to the Corinthians, have the mind of Christ? After all, it's the Father's will that the written word should kick into gear in our lives, and with the Holy Spirit's aid, we should actually be remodeled to be like the Lord Jesus himself. But how does he do that? First, God uses highly creative ways to take infinite ideas and repackage them to fit into our finite minds. He ravished the universe, building word pictures from every field of knowledge. Ants and astronomy, birds and business, parables and poetry, sheep and stars. To help us understand, and I say this reverently, he was willing to liken his own son to a dead goat and a pigeon with its head wrung off, even a worm. Also, we could get it. When men are called stars, that's exaggeration to the extreme. But when the creator of the stellar extravaganza is called the morning star, how humbling is that? Then secondly, God's Spirit somehow passed these truths through the personalities, life experience, and vocabularies of holy men to produce the Bible. In another act of humbling, these truths he communicated to shepherds and fishermen, commoners and unlettered men. Amazingly, these imperfect men, in their own words, communicated the perfect Word of God. Now in a third miracle, the same Spirit who inspired the ancient writers now lifts the truth off the pages of Scripture and transfers it to our minds and hearts. You see the 3-step process? 1, God transfers his massive thoughts to the minds of men. That's revelation. 2, the Spirit filters these ideas through these men without error onto the pages of Scripture. That's inspiration. 3, the same Spirit now transfers these ideas from the pages of Scripture to us. That's illumination. Of course, it's not enough to be informed. God wants us to be transformed. As we obey God's truth, something wonderful happens. God's spectacular truths are revealed in our lives in audiovisual to those we meet every day. As we read the Bible, the same truths that are here should be shown in our lives, and people can see it. Remember, the Lord Jesus didn't say, "Happy are those who know the truth," but "Happy are those who do it." So let's do the Word of God today.